Well, great day in heaven. I'm glad to hear you, Chris. How are you doing today? Bernice is in the hospital, I guess you've heard, and she had a stroke in the right eye, Chris, unfortunately. So my daughter from Michigan and me are in separate cars right now. We just went down to Anderson to the VA and seen about my foot. And we're headed back to the hospital right now, Chris. How's your day?
Pretty good. Got a little bit of work. I'm getting ready to go to. I heard you give an update to Dave earlier this morning. And just wanted to let you know that we'll keep Bernice in our thoughts and prayers.
I know you, and I know you would. Well, we appreciate it. And another great friend, and really enjoyed that. And he's been worried about her. And me too. I couldn't hardly talk the other night after that happened because I didn't know what was coming down the line. I'll tell you for sure. It happened so quick. It just, you know, like you flipped the light switch, and she just couldn't see out that right eye. So, some of it come back, but not much, but maybe, good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, she'll get some more back, but they don't really expect it, but I'm just happy to have her.
I understand that. My mother had a stroke. Mac, it's been a long time ago, and her life, pretty much, after a little while, went back to normal. So, aside from some loss of feeling in her one side of her face, but it didn't affect her quality of life. So hopefully Bernice will recover just the same. I hope so, anyway.
Well, they did a CT scan and an MRI, and they said that she hadn't had any strokes in the brain, and that was a good Lord's blessing. So it's just a chunk of that stuff broke off, they thought, and hit the optic nerve. You know, I still think it's related to COVID, but the funny thing was, Chris, that carotid artery was checked every 6 months with ultrasound. And the last one, it had actually improved a little, and we was really happy. And it went from 68% in October, between then and January, it went to 90%. And that's the very sad part. I asked the neurosurgeons and the vascular surgeons if that was possible, and they said, yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't think it could, but guess we don't have control over that.
We sure don't. That is a big jump. But hopefully her body will kick in and take care of all of it that it can take care of.
What are you going to work on today, Chris?
Actually, it's silencers. The paperwork came through for the ATS, so I'm putting the finishing touches on some baffle stacks. And I'll hopefully get these things done pretty quick.
Never fun, Chris. Well, I'll let you get back to work. I'm running over some nice, fresh asphalt. Don't you just love it? I guess, at least wise, they're patching the holes. And the fog has lifted down here. It was really bad going to Anderson this morning. And I don't like to be out on the Interstate 85 when at any time, let alone when there's fog out there. Take care, Chris. And thanks for calling at me. KO4QLG and 0TR 73.
You be careful out there on the road. Won't catch you another time. KO4QLG, clear.
DRK5WLL bubble.
Good morning, Leroy. How are you doing this day?
I'm doing well, Tom. hope you are too. I just heard about Bernice. I didn't realize that she had had that issue. We'll definitely keep her in prayer. And hopefully you got Dr. Yusuf warmed up for me for tomorrow. I got to go down and see him tomorrow.
Tell him that you talked to me. I really enjoy that man. He's about the finest doctors I ever had. He is the finest on my foot. And he gave me a good talking to this morning about this new insert that Advanced Prosthetics made and explained the whys of it. And told me it was just my mindset. I didn't think I could take a D width and build it up enough to fit my B width. But you know what? He agreed with him and got me back on the right track. So I'm going to do just exactly what that man said.
Sir, I'll let you go. I know you're driving and I'm out where I need to be. So I thought I'd just give you a talk just for a second. 7-3, be careful out there on the road and give Bernice our best. N0TR, K5WLL, mobile clear.
Sure love her, I'll tell you for sure. And I hate she has to go through this, and so does she, that's for sure. She don't like to be static. I don't think anybody does. Take care, Leroy, K5WLL, N0TR, 7-3.
AMX, mobile.
So, why does she lose vision in that eye?
I'll be out of this area pretty quick, Bill, but she lost all vision, and then we left all vision just like you turned off a light switch. But she has regained some of the peripheral vision in that right eye, but her left eye is fine, and there's no brain damage.
No, but now when did that happen?
In there in about 1 mile. This is bad right here by Pleasantburg. It's in the shadow. N0TR.
Okay. N4IQ.
Calling yet, Bill. I haven't quite crossed Pleasantburg yet.
I never had a problem with you, but I upped my power here, so maybe this helped as well.
Roger. I'm right here by the big cemetery on Wade Hampton. Down by Locust Hill by the Red Lobster. Well, they're going to do surgery on her. She's second on the docket for tomorrow morning and try to clear that carotid artery. It went from 68% to 90% since it was checked in October, Bill.
And that's 90% occluded.
Yes, sir. 90% occluded. This was right after we got over the COVID, but you know, the kids looked it up. Shelly's here from Michigan, by the way, and Amy's with her right now. But you know, there was four different things, and Chad was the first one to bring it to my attention, and I told the girls that COVID, that the residuals of it could very definitely affect the eyes.
There could be a lot of different residual effects. And everybody's different. And you may have a very mild case, but months later, there's some other, something shows up, you know, like cardiac problems and things like that. It's, COVID's insidious, you know. If it doesn't kill you outright, you can have effects for days, months, or even years afterwards.
So, it mildly got into my lungs, but I'd just cough all night long when I had it, and it was like the croup, as my mom used to call it. But thankfully, it didn't go to the point of being on a respirator, and I think it's because I had had my vaccinations, but that's just an assumption anymore. But I'm glad I had them. And, sign you can't get again, and I guess there isn't hardly a hospital bed. She's in the big Greenville Memorial Hospital because all of the beds are filled with COVID patients, Bill.
I know there's a lot of people getting it, and it's not COVID, it's a flu or some kind of respiratory virus. But I sure hope everything goes well with her on her surgery. Let's see, my Sunday school teacher, he had COVID about 2 weeks ago, and his wife did, both. And his case is pretty mild, although he says he's still very weak. But his wife was really, really sick, you know. Almost a lot of it was flu-like symptoms, but she did have COVID. And she hadn't been back to Sunday school or church since. So it's everywhere. And, I'll go get another booster here pretty soon. I mean, I had a booster in October. But it's actually into September. It's almost October. It seems like every time I turn around, I go get a booster shot. But I've had COVID after I had my shots. But it's so mild, I didn't know I had COVID until I tested. So I was very fortunate. But you never know if it's the vaccine's protecting you, or you're just one of the people aren't susceptible to the virus, or they just don't know.
We have a dear friend that's been a trauma nurse all her life and very knowledgeable, and she said most of her patients down there at the VA that recently, it's been, she told Amy this, she never tells me anything, but she said that it was like a bad cold, a lot of them. And I said, well, I wonder if I should take this Paxlovid, because it's been 5 days. And so I asked Amy, and she texted her, and she said, no, after 72 hours, don't take that. Before that, it's fine. It's an antiviral. So we didn't, but I was kind of on edge about that because, you know, I've had four lung surgeries and traumas, but it's been many years ago. So, I was worried about it, and I have what they call bullous emphysema, and but it didn't get me any worse than what she said, and thank God for that. Coming into downtown Greenville, which you don't even recognize anymore for the high rises, Bill. This is in 0TR.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Bubble.
And good morning, Tom. And I heard your report on Bernice earlier there when you were talking today. But good morning to both of you. Go ahead, Bill.
About it, of course, I don't get on the repeaters too much anymore, not like I used to. But just always, seems like there's always something, you know, we're still in a pandemic. And anyway, I'm just waiting to get news that I've had it a second time. I may have had it right after Christmas, after my nieces came over. I was, Elaine and I both sick for a week. Never got tested. But it's like the flu. I mean, it was yucky. Whatever it was. But it wasn't. But when I had COVID about a year ago, it was just like an allergy. It's really bad for me. It's just runny nose, and I was coughing because of the runny nose and all that. I thought I just had some kind of allergy. But then when I got home from a trip, I got tested, and it was COVID. I think I've already told about that story before. Well, I'm going to go to the Ham Fest, and that's a good place to catch it. Over.
Well, you you're going to Hamfest that I might ask. And Bill, you can go to COVID.gov, and they'll send you 4 free tests, by the way. And also, when's Beauvais coming up?
Well, I haven't had needed to test. When I thought I had flu symptoms, we just stayed at home. We didn't go anywhere. So, and we got over it. I really do think it was some kind of flu bug. But Beauvais, you can track them on board, and you can track them and find out exactly where they are. You go to QRZ.com, and they've got a link to their website. On the website, they got another link that goes to the tracker, so I've been tracking them. They left Port Stanley about 2 days ago. They make pretty good progress for a sailboat. I'm surprised how fast that thing's going. I'd say right at the end of the month, you know, maybe, you know, it depends on a lot of things.
Well, Bill, what is the call sign? I know what the one was for FT8 Whiskey was. What is the call sign for Beauvais?
Been shut down by the administration there. I think the last day was the 15th. And they're doing magnetic measurements, which I know nothing about other than the fact that that's what they said they're doing. But anyway, whoever's in charge of the operations there said they had to shut their HF operations down. It may not come back up. So they weren't operating nearly as long as they thought they would be. They were thinking they'd go through March. But anyway, the call sign for this operation is 3Y0J. 3 Yankee 0J. And I sure wish them the best, especially for them to stay out of trouble and not somebody get hurt. Over.
Roger, I never heard of going with a sailboat down in there. I'm not sure, without going home and looking, exactly where Beauvais is at now. But I heard Crozet was asking for an extension, and that might happen. That doesn't overly surprise me, because they were real finicky. He had just applied for one license because he didn't think he'd get it if he took more than one ham. And it was crazy. There was a nice reading about him there on the real website somebody presented it. But thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. And I know Rusty was interested, too. And so I'll turn it over to Rusty, because I'm getting ready to turn over into the hospital here. And I'll say hi to Bernice for you. 73, this is N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Most of what y'all were talking about, but I was underneath an awning here at the bank, and my antenna was rubbing on the metal on the top of it. So it was a situation where I couldn't hear a whole lot. Anyway, trying to figure out what this guy is going to do next to me here, whether he's going right or left. And he's in the left turn exit from the bank, and he looks like he was going to head right. Anyway, talk to both of you later. W2T.
Okay. Expedition Police. This is Nate. Nate, W4NDK in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm coming out of a dip right now, so if I get a little bit more time, it's still
clear, though. Okay, can anyone else copy me?
K85WLF.
That is Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo, Nate, Charlotte. Tell me about the sailing expedition you're talking about. I'm going to look it up when I get back to the home QTA.
Sure, I didn't hear most of the conversation. I was out of the vehicle myself, just got back in and getting ready to get back out, but maybe Rusty there, when he gets out of the dip, he can tell you. Well, I think he was involved in that conversation. Anyways, you got a decent signal coming in out of Charlotte this morning. K85WLL, mobile clear.
Thank getting in well here. I'm coming off of an antenna about 45 feet up in the tree. It's actually probably 50 plus feet. It's a Comet DP9 repeater antenna, and I'm crossband repeating off my HT as I walk my dog here to Charlotte.
Good. Rusty, you back down the dip.
Yeah, but I didn't hear most of the conversation because I was underneath an awning and didn't get it. And I'm getting ready to get out of the car. I just know it's about the expedition that's on its way to somewhere. And that's all the information I have. But I understand if you go to QRZ.com and look on their page, you'll find out something about it. That's all I got out of it.
Okay, N4IQ back.
J04ZEW, am I out of the dip?
Yep. N4IQ, Bill.
J04ZEW, do you read?
Oh, I hear you fine, over. Go ahead. It was Beauvais. It's Beauvais. It's 3Y0J is the call sign. It's in the South Indian Ocean subarctic area. And it's actually classified as Africa as far as the continent, but it's down in the subarctic area, South Indian Ocean, over.
Hopefully they have maritime mobile going on there. This is W4NDK.
Yeah, they're not operating maritime mobile. They're not going to operate until they actually land on Beauvais, over.
Sure, I can catch Beauvais if it's in the Indian Ocean. That's probably a little too far, but who knows? The bands are pretty darn good. They were yesterday on 20 meters.
Yeah, and they won't start operating until the probably till the 26th, 28th, somewhere in that time frame. Over.
For the information, another thing I did that I enjoyed, and I'd like to send a video to my my cousin on is operating with the ISS repeater. Do you know what app, anybody know what app to use to see when it passes over next time?
I'll help you there. I'm sure there's some people on here who know a lot more about that than I do, which isn't much. Anyway, I've got to say 73s get out here. So you guys have a good day and hope you all get this work okay. M4IQ,
QRT. ZEW, this is Ben. I use an app called ISS Spotter.
Or iPhone app?
It's an iPhone app, and I think it's the recommended one from AMSAT.
Yeah, hopefully it's free. I'm typing it in my notes. W4NDK. Just walking the dog here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Where I don't know what the temperature is because I'm looking at my timer on my watch.
ZEW Ben in Simpsonville. We're about 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
That, if I pull up my weather app, it's saying we're 55 degrees in clouds here in Charlotte. Simpsonville, nice place. I hope y'all are doing well, Ben. What a nice part of the country there, Greenville is.
Sydney. Got an interesting setup there. It's cool that you're hitting our repeater from Charlotte. That's pretty impressive.
It's on kind of a little bit of an uphill place in Charlotte, and then southwest of me is all downhill. So you go down to the Catawba River from here, and then, you know, it's pretty flat till you get up to the mountains. And I think your repeater there is on Caesar's Head on the southwest side of Brevard, North Carolina, down the South Carolina Mountains, right?
Accurate.
Because the Catawba River is west of me, so everything dips down. And I got to climb up a tree and mount this antenna way up in it. It's a poplar tree, so there's no guarantee it's going to last for a long time.
I have a similar setup. I have a Comet GP15 about 8 feet above my house. We're going to do some crossband repeat as well, but I'm having some power issues, so I'm trying to work those out. It's either power or a feed line interference. But I'm hoping to have a setup similar to what you have right now.
LMR 400 as the feed line, Roger.
I'm using the Wireman's Super 8 cable, which is the LMR 400 or 800, I'm not sure.
Well, I hope you get it fixed. I enjoy this. I've been able to get into Caesar's Head for the last 2 years, since I put it up, or 3 years. And I just don't get on here that often. Most likely on Mount Mitchell in North Carolina. We're on the Wichita network, which has a repeater in the Spartanburg area now, folks.
One or two that are fairly active. I tried to get on the Kings Mountain one time and was really struggling. But I did hear a guy doing parts on the air on top of Crowder's Mountain. And he was just, you know, he hiked it all in, and I was able to get QSO with him.
4GAR or KK1LL or Russell. There's three of the main activators there. But KO4GAR is up on Crowder's today. Over.
Don't remember who it is. I put it in the logbook. And I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was Matt, but I could be completely wrong about that.
What's your HF setup, and how'd you get into ham radio? How long you been ham?
My HF setup, I just got an ICOM 7300, and I picked up the ARRL 4010 wire kit. So I'm putting that together. And, but I've been licensed since April of last year. It's fairly new. I started out scanning and doing SDR, and then started going to some ham fest, looking at equipment and stuff, and just, man, I just grabbed me and I was hooked.
Got the ham fest planning meeting for the W4BFT Mecklenburg Amateur Radio Society, so the Charlotte ham fest will be around before you know it. And looking forward to that one. But yeah, good job with the wire antenna you're doing from the ARRL. The 7300, there's some guys I talked to in HF that have 7300, they put an SDR in the front end, enlisted via the SDR that's integrated into the 7300. There's some videos on that. If you're interested in any help, I'm sure they can help you out on 75 meters. They're at 99 on 75 meters, maybe.
I started running the SDR off of a discone, which I've taken down for now. And I'm also, I'm working on a loading coil for that antenna to make it reach 80. And I think I have the calculations right. I just need to build it and then see if it, and then fine tune it. But I'm close. Nate, you're getting a little fuzzy there, but yeah, I'm definitely going to be at the Charlotte Ham Fest. I usually carry a gray bag with a biohazard symbol on it, and I'll have a name badge, so maybe I'll catch you up there. But yeah, I'll look that up on the Wireman site. I've been buying my cable from him anyway, so I'll see what else he's got going on.
A little bit downhill from my home GPH antenna, so I need to turn back around again. So back towards the house. Sorry about the fuzziness. Yeah, so that, you know, that's my favorite antenna other than the 40 meter delta loop. And I wish I had an 80 or a 160 delta loop. So, yeah, man. All right. Hope to see you at the Charlotte Ham Fest or before. And it's talking to folks in Greenville, South Carolina area.
I'm going to run in here and grab some Mediterranean food, a pita or something, and I'll be around. It's KO4ZEW. I'll be clear on your final.
EW, Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo, 7-3, nice to meet you, Ben.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu, Echo, Whiskey. I'm clear.
Mike on YouTube. I'm trying to remember his call sign. He shows how to build a 10-meter dipole out of speaker wire and cutting board real easy for like $10 or less for 10 meters. So, check him out. All right, man. 73W4 NDK. NDK, listen. November Delta Kilo, standing by. else is in here, I'm going to QSY. I'll be standing by for 30 more seconds. W4, NDK, standing by. Charlotte.
W4DJW.
W4NDK, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how's it going? Handles Dave here.
Well, hope you're doing well. Name is Nate here. Nate, I'm in Charlotte.
Whoa, you're making it into the Caesar's Head repeater from Charlotte pretty good. Sounds good. That's a long trip. Are you, like, mobile or are you at a fixed station?
I'm right outside my home GTH, right to the repeater antenna I have on a tree. So I'm on a HT, and it's going right up to my shack upstairs. Get ready to walk in the house right now, and I'll keep talking, but I was out walking the dog.
Well, you got a good setup. Our propagation is on your side because you're making it down to Caesar's Head pretty good. You know where that is?
Mountains of South Carolina, up on the other side of Brevard, North Carolina. I looked it up and been on it a few times, not very often. But 100 miles or so is about what I can get, and that's about where it is by the crow flies, I guess, from here.
Yeah, I used to work there at Gateway Village in Charlotte. I don't know if you know where that is, but I drive uptown, and, you know, you go uptown to get to Charlotte from Gateway Village, and I could get into this repeater from up there, but from down the hill a little ways, I wasn't able to make it in on the car. There was a parking garage, and if I went to the very top floor of the parking garage, I could get in.
With my luck, it's the Catawba River west of me, and it goes downhill, so I'm up about, I guess, 850, 900 feet above sea level. So you go all down from here, and then back up to the mountain. So I guess that's where I'm lucky. And I got a guy to climb up that tree and mount the Comet GP9, the big antenna. He mounted it up about 40 to 60 feet up there. I'm not really sure exactly how high it is.
Well, that explains it then, if you got that kind of altitude. Yeah, that makes it easy if you're not down in a hole. when I travel home from there, I worked up there, so I'd go up there in the morning and come back in the evening. And when I'd get up on top of a hill on Interstate 85 coming this way, I could hear good and I could talk good. But then I'd go down in the valley and I couldn't hear and I couldn't talk. So most of the time I just listened until I got to the state line. Anyway, I won't keep you, Nate. Good talking to you. You're making it into the Caesar's Head repeater really good. I'll talk to you later. W4DJW.
Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming back to me. Have a good day. From Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo 73.
JW5MFC Mobile.
Well, hello, Mike. How are you doing today, Mike?
Better than I deserve, son. Better than I deserve. Heard you say something a little while ago, earlier this morning, about a ham fest or some kind of event going on up there by me.
Yeah, off Mush Creek Road. You know where Mush Creek Road is?
Yeah, I live just on the other side. I live off of Mush Creek.
So you know where Gene's place is, W4FHJ, on Mush Creek 449?
I've never been there, but yeah, I know where it's at.
Okay, if you come off 290 onto Mush Creek and you go past Boswell, you probably know where Boswell is. That's where Johnny lives. And then you keep going straight. Mush Creek takes a 90-degree turn to the right, and about a block and a half to the left is where Gene's driveway is. Goes up to the top. We're having the ARRL is doing Winter Field Day this year, so we decided to have that same event, the Winter Field Day event with the ARRL. We're not doing it we're not having strict control over it and doing an alpha station or anything, you know, like that. We're just going up there to have a good time.
Maybe while you're up there, I'll get you a slide by. You still got that slingshot?
I do. I'll be using it to put up antennas over there. So if you get a chance, come by and see us. We cut wood twice already for it, and it's going to be a really big bonfire, but I'll be shooting antennas, so I'll take it with me. If it's warm, the rubber bands work good. Remember, if it's cold, they work moderately okay.
That's your opinion. I just don't know how to do it yet. But I'm probably, by the crow flies, I am probably all but about an eighth to a quarter mile away from Johnny through the woods. He's on Boswell. I'm on Old Boswell.
Well, if you get it ready before field day and you want me to come up there and help you shoot that antenna or whatever, you know, a warm day like today would be better than a... I saw where this warm front's coming in, and then I saw... I was hoping it would last until the last weekend in January, the 28th and 29th, which is when the field day, the winter field day event is. But now I'm seeing that cold air is going to come back in. So it's going to start getting chilly again by then. So if you have any free time and you want to do it before then, let me know.
Free time. We could do it any time. I don't have everything laid out yet. We really don't know. I just kind of need an opinion. Trees are kind of far away from the house. Not like the old place where I was in an indigenous jungle. Now I've got no honeydews to do all day long other than cut the grass outside. I kind of like it, but got no place to hang wire. W5MFC Mobile.
Are you thinking about another, or did you take your horizontal loop down? Or are you thinking about another one?
The last one down, we attempted to, but we had it fixed, and it grew into the trees, and those vines took over the that lilac or whatever it was. It had it pretty good. I ended up snapping one end of that copper clad. He snapped that stuff. You're pulling on it, so I left it there. But I've got the new wire. I don't know what I'm going to do, Dave. I just kind of was hoping while you were out there you could ride by here and go, oh, let's do this. I've got a half a dozen wire antennas. I got the crank-up tower up, and I do have a beam, and I'm probably going to get that put together here shortly. Might even go home and do it now. Don't know. I'm heading to the house right now. Just went down and picked up a couple of lamps down in Anderson, some Eagle lamps. Don't ask me why. It's just one of those things. But ham shack's pretty much back together, but no antennas.
W4DJW. Well, I'm just cleaning out the attic. You know, 50 years worth of collecting stuff, it's time to start getting rid of it. So I'm making multiple trips to O'Neill Transfer Station, cleaning out what's in the attic to make room for what's in the airplane room so I can start building airplanes again, because it's just, over the years, it's just got so crowded I can't work in there anymore. So I could stop that at any time. When you get your stuff laid out like you want it, and you want to, you feel like you're in good shape to discuss it, let me know, and I'll just ride up there, because I'm retired now. I don't have to go to work in the morning. Although I still wake up at the same time, and I still get busy at the same time, I just don't have to go anywhere.
What's wrong with you? I'm in the same boat. It's kind of nice. Get up every morning at 5:30 and have coffee with Miss Lisa. If she quit, we'd be on the road somewhere, but she's not ready to quit. But so I dink around most of the day, play in the garage, and just enjoy it.
Well, Amy's doing the same thing. She's working full time and she's enjoying her job. She's at the peak of her career. So I just keep on boosting her ego and she just keeps on doing it. So, and she's doing really, really good. She likes it a whole lot. So I'm not about to ask her to quit, but you know, in the mornings when she leaves to go to work and I say bye to her, she doesn't like that a whole lot. She wants it to be the other way around, but she also likes what she's doing. So she's in a catch-22.
I get feeling. I'm the same way. I wish she wouldn't go constantly, but she loves what she's doing. She's working at the Cancer Institute right now, and it just got her. She lives and breathes it. Dave, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. It was good chatting with you. We've been listening for a while. We got one in the Jeep, and maybe put one in the truck today. The one in the house is usually on, but usually too dang on lazy. Good hearing you, son. You need anything, you know, I'm a call away. W4DJW, W5MFC Mobile.
All right, Mike, good to hear you. And tell Lisa hello. And good to hear you. Hope to hear you guys on the radio more. And I know Lisa worked hard for that piece of paper, so I know she's enjoying getting the benefit from all that hard work. She put a lot of hard work in for a long time. She deserves it. So good for her. Take care, Mike. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll make a trip up there. W5MFC, W4DJW, clear.